Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Eliza Hewitt wrote this song, and she wrote the tune herself. She was a teacher in the public school systems. She ended up getting a terrible spinal disease that caused her to be crippled for a while. During this time, she wrote songs for kids that had motions. Finally, she was able to heal from her spinal disease, and she focused her time working with children. Usually, she would write poems and have famous people in her day write the music for her, but this song, she wrote all by herself. Let's sing it.
Let us sing a song that will cheer us right away. In a little while we're going home. For the night will end in the everlasting day. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, we shall cross the billows home. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past.
We have been learning the books of the Bible, haven't we? Has it been fun? Have you been learning them? What are the ones that we've learned so far? Are you ready? We're going to do a little review. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Ooh, those are kind of a mouthful. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Well, this week we are going to learn the 5 T's. Those are the ones that come next, the 5 T's. Okay, so you can hold up your hand. You have 5 fingers on one hand. We're going to go over the 5 T's. Here we go. You ready? Start with 1. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. 1st and 2nd Timothy. Titus. Those are the 5 T's. They all start with T. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Can you say Thessalonians? Thessalonians. That's a big word. It's a 5-syllable word. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. 1st and 2nd Timothy. Titus. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. 1st and 2nd Timothy. Titus. So there's 2 books of Thessalonians. We call them 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. But to make it shorter, we just say 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Then we have the Timothys. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus. That's our last T right there. 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus. All right, can you say that? 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus. Good job. You are doing a great job. We're going to continue practicing these books of the Bible all week long. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are studying another lesson. And last week, we kind of had a cliffhanger, right? That's where we don't really know what's happening next. We talked about how the disciples were asking Jesus, what is the sign that you are going to come again? This week, we are studying his teachings. We are studying what Jesus told the disciples was going to happen. Are you ready? I am. So let's pause right before we get started, and we're going to have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that your Spirit will be with us, that you will help us to understand and to learn and to grow more like you. We love you. Amen. Jesus and some of his disciples were sitting on the Mount of Olives. As they had left the temple earlier that day, Jesus had said something that they could hardly believe. They were like, "Whoa, did he just say what we thought he said?" What was it? Let's read it in Matthew 24, verse 2 and 3. Matthew 24, verse 2 and 3. We've been going over the books of the Bible, haven't we? And we are learning Matthew is the very first book in the New Testament. So we are going to be in Matthew. Then you're going to go to chapter 24. The chapters are those big numbers, or in your Bible, it might say chapter 24 as a heading. Chapter 24. Once you find that, then you look right below it and you'll find verse 2 and verse 3. We're going to read those together. Matthew chapter 24, verse 2 and 3. If you need a little bit more time, just pause this recording, and then when you're ready, press play again. Matthew chapter 24, verse 2 and 3. What does that say?
And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone should be left here upon another that should not be thrown down." Now as he sat at the Mount of Olives, disciples came to him partly, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?"
Jesus had told them that not one stone would be left on top of another. And now the disciples were asking Jesus how they would know when their beautiful temple would be destroyed. And how would they know when the end of the world would come? Jesus knew that they would need to tell others about what was going to happen after he went back to heaven. So he answered their questions. And because we need to tell others about what will happen before Jesus comes again, guess what? His answer is important for us too. So often we look at the Bible and we say, "That's nice." But did you know that the Bible is for us today? For you and for me to learn so that we can know what will happen in the future? That answer that Jesus gave is just as important for us, and that is what we are going to study this week. Some of the things that Jesus said that day were about Jerusalem that was going to be destroyed. Other things that Jesus told about was about the end of the world, right before he was going to come again. He knew that the disciples and that we could tell the difference if we carefully studied the many prophecies that he had already given and that he would give in the future. You know what? He also knew that if we remember what he said that day about the signs, we can know and understand what will happen. He didn't tell the exact times that the signs would come because he wanted us to be ready all the time. We were going camping one day. And as we were going camping, we drove up to the place where you check in, and there were signs everywhere about bears in the area and how they would get into your things and destroy your car if you left food in the car. They were not afraid. There were signs everywhere. The ranger talked to us and said, "You need to put all of your food, all of your toiletries, all of your shampoo, your chapstick, whatever you have that has a little bit of smell, put it in the bear boxes. We have bear boxes for you." We drove up the windy mountain road, pulled into the campsite, and there were signs everywhere in the restroom, next to the parking area, where the bear boxes were. There were signs everywhere warning about the bears. Well, we had a very packed car, and so we were going through all of our stuff, trying to find everything we could, and we put it in the bear box, set up our tent, and went to bed. In the middle of the night, I woke up and I heard something. It was at our neighbor's campsite, and I looked out through the tent window, and there, right about 15 feet away from our tent, was a black bear trying to get into their car. He was scratching and pulling. He popped off their hubcap. He scratched up their car. He was trying to get in through the window, and he broke their windshield wipers. And I woke up my husband. I said, "Honey, honey, there's a bear out there." And we looked and we watched, and sure enough, this bear ended up breaking their car window, climbing into the car, and eating the food that they had left in the car. You want to know some of the things they had left in their car? They left a big bowl of guacamole. That's like an avocado chip dip. They left a big piece of fresh salmon. What do bears love? Salmon. It ate the salmon. It was just having a wonderful time. It opened up their cooler and started eating all of their stuff out of their cooler. There were signs all around that campground. It did not tell them when the bear would come. It told them that bears would come if they left food in the car. Did our neighbors listen and obey those signs? No. Were they prepared for the bear? No, they weren't. We watched the signs. We followed the signs. And you know what? We had a safe car because we put our things away. The bear did not bother our stuff because we were prepared. We saw the signs. We were ready. The same thing is with Jesus. Jesus has given us signs that we are going to study this week. Each one of those signs helps us to know that the coming of Jesus is close. And you're going to see that we are really, really, really close to Jesus coming. He wants us to be ready. He doesn't tell us when he's coming, but he gives us signs so we can be prepared. I want to be prepared when Jesus comes. How about you? Well, let's bow our heads and let's ask him to be with us. Lord, help us to be ready when you come in your clouds of glory. Thank you so much for the Bible and that you have given us messages of warning so that we can be prepared. As we study this week, open our eyes to understand the signs and help us to prepare our hearts to be ready to see you. We love you. Amen. We have a new memory verse. You know what it is? It's from Luke 21:31. It says, "When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near." We don't have to wonder if the kingdom of God is near. We can know that it is near so we can be prepared. I want to be prepared. How about you? Let's sing this memory verse song together.
Luke 21:31.
When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see these things happening, know that the kingdom
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.